Wednesday night. No, I know we're holding. Wednesday night, Beis Mar Cheshvan. We're going to start from Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Zion. And the Shmaitza till now has brought down the sheet of Tosis, that Shmuel sheet of Ein Holchim Amoman Achar Rov is only by a flawed Rov, F-L-K-W-E-D. A flawed Rov, which the Shmaitza explained is a Rov that's, again, it's still embedded in general Teva, but it's not Teva, it's Teva because that's the way people do things. Theoretically, it could change if people started doing things differently. So that's how he interpreted Tosis. Now, the Shmaitz is going to argue with Tosis now. So now he explained Tosis, brought a riot, if that's what Tosis means. Omnam kulo sugya deresh, again, beginning of Perek Zion. Omnam kulo sugya deresh perek amoicha peiros. In Baba Basra, Perek Zion. Mashma, the Shmuel lo ozul basaruba b'mamona, that Shmuel holds ein hocha b'mamona acharov, afila b'rov malya, even in a regular robe. Again, and by the way, whenever we're talking about ein hocha b'mamona acharov, we're talking about a ruba the lesser kamon. Whether by a ruba the isa kamon, your hocha acharov is very possible that year, and that's an issue. But cases in the Gemara and the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and the cases happen to be a Reuben the lesser kamon. Okay, so Shmuel holds you do not follow Rov by Momen, Muchzuk is stronger, but it's even by a good Rov. Uchadamash Mahasan, like it's Uchadamash Mahasan, the Omru Shah Mesve, the Morias Ksakasha, Ishish and the Simulosh and the Sgarsha. And there's no star ksuba. So she says she was a basula, and the ksuba is Messiah. And he says, you're an almona, and the ksuba is a mona. So miyesh eidim sheyotso vihinuma. If there's eidim that eidim don't know if she was a basula or a bula, and they didn't see a ksuba, and there was no ksuba, or whatever, maybe it's a mokum she'en kosum ksuba, but they saw the hanhogos of basula. So you would say she was wearing a white gown. That would be the equivalent. The basula wears a white wedding gown. Maybe a bula doesn't. Or nowadays, whether they do or they don't, doesn't matter. But at least that used to be. That's where the white comes from. Pure, virgin. So it comes from white. So, what? Rosha Perua is one of the rayas that she does uncover her hair by the chasana. A lot of Rav Moshe held, it's not in writing anywhere, but I know for sure that Rav Moshe held that you do not come to the hair by the way. Whatever they did, by the chasana. Cover it the next morning, sunny the next morning. Which I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think they, Israelis for sure don't do that. They put on the shekel or whatever by in the yichud room, or even before, but they can't start switching hairs like in the middle of the wedding with the photographer. No, it's a big, you know, it's a big upmutchadish to make your hair for the wedding, so they say, make the shekel already. But Rav Moshe held like that. I'm pretty sure it's not right. I know Rav Tuvia Goldstein, my first son-in-law's grandfather, Yoni Mermelstein's grandfather, is a Tuvia Goldstein. Yoni, my son-in-law's mother is Goldstein. Her name is Mermelstein, but she's a daughter to Tuvia Goldstein, and her Moshe's neighbor. So when they got here, what? Rav Mordechai Goldstein is the son, right? There's only two. There were three children in the family. One was Nebuchadnezzar Norman. The two children in the family were Rav Mordechai Goldstein and my son-in-law's mother. Anyway, he was very close with Rav Moshe. They were neighbors and they talked over a lot of things. And when my daughter got married, there was a discussion, because I always knew that that's where Rav Moshe held, but he confirmed it. That, don't come here. So one of the main things, Raisha Perua, he has a favorite, and Basula's got married, and that was one of the indications that it was a Basula wedding, because they had it uncovered here. So Kacha, you know, that's how they used to walk. You could say after the Yichud she covered it. You can make a case for that, and this is talking about before the Yichud. Yeah. Why not? She's supposed to. All the women know her Moshe's had to. You know her Moshe. Moshe had to, I hope, doesn't apply nowadays. Why? The Moshe says if she feels she won't get married if she wears a shekel. So it's no worse than a Hefsa Maruba. Yeah, like a whole cheshire. You know, but I say, there's no shekels nowadays that look worse than someone's hair. They all make you look much, much prettier, much, much better than your hair. So, our only hope of getting married is if she wears a knockout shekel. But, anyway, a woman, an almona has to cover her hair, yes, a grush has to cover her hair. Anyway, so that's enough to take the Ksuba Messiah. That's a mission. So the Gemara says, time of the Ika Edim, Holeka Edim Lo. Now that's considered Edus, to be Golden Messiah. But if there's no Edim, no. Vamai, Halakacha Rob Noshim, why don't you follow Rob? Rob Noshim, Basulos Nisos. Mashma de Lishmuel Nicha. It's pretty much Mashma in the Gemara that it's asking a kasha on Rav, right? That hochem a moment after a robe. But according to Shmuel, that ain't hochem a moment after a robe, it's nicha, it's good. Now, the hochem robe ma'alya. Why is it a robe ma'alya? Because that, when we say minig b'nei adam, we don't mean, in other words, this is called, it's embedded in the teva. Women get married, most women get married when they're basula. That's, I don't know, maybe nowadays, most Jewish women at least. The Shmaitz assumes, I do not explain, the Shmaitz assumes that's a Rov Ma'alya, because that's not really something, it's like saying most, what? Not totally minig, you know, even though, maybe my description was incorrect. My description was theoretically it could change. Maybe that's not a good description. It's not totally in people's whims. People get married with their basulos, and that robe is not because of a whim, because of a minig. It's because, you know, they say most people buy meat by a shor for plowing, not for meat. That's something, you know, what's my motivation for buying a thing, so I think. But you say most women get married when they're basulos, that's just the normal way of the world. It's not, because nobody makes a conscious decision to do so. You say, okay, they can change their mind and do it differently. Okay? Anyway, you see, the Shmaitz assumes it's a Rov Ma'alya, even though someone could want to be in action and say that it's a totally a minig. What? They're not talking about meat. Everybody buys meat for eating. They're talking about they bought an axe. I mean, most people buy oxen nowadays for eating also. Not that many people buy oxen anymore. It's the hilltop use. And the Chanani knows. That's the classic case. That's the classic case of Rov HaTolli B'Min. The Gemara of why people buy oxen. No, that's why Tosfos says that Shmuel is not a Rov Ma'alya, because it's totally minig b'nei adam. I'm talking about the Shmaitz's kasha that assumes that Rov Noshim Basulos Nisos is called a Rov Ma'alya. So don't come and ask me, but it's also Rov HaTolli B'Minig. That's not called totally b'minig. It's not like people make a decision on a whim
they decide to get married when they're basulos. It's the normal way of the world.
You want to know if that could theoretically shift?
And the Chalami, it could. But that's not the point of the robe. The more b'teva it is, the more of a ruba the lesser come on it is. The more it's totally in people's decisions, the less power the robe has. Anyway, so the Shmaisa says, Umashmad with a small micha, the Hashem robe, because ein hochem amam nacha robe. So according to Shmuel, it's very good. The Hashem robe mal yehu. The chaim ehad the parach shom. Mishor shenogach es hapara. Over there, it's also a question of the hapala. What caused the child to be a nathel? Was it the hezek? Or maybe the behemoth was mapil the child? Ba'mai lema halachacha ro poros, and most of them have a child and they're not mapil. They don't have stillborns. And again, the Gemara assumed, it sounds very much from the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking a kasha on Rav, and according to Shmuel, it's good, because Shmuel holds ein hochem amam nacha rov, and there we're talking about a rov malia. So from these two places, meanwhile, it's mashma that Shmuel says is din, even by rov malia. Mihu, the Reisher based the Ksubis the Parak Shom time of the Ika'edim in the first riot that we brought, the first case. Time of the Ika'edim. Pamai, Lema Halachacha Rov Moshim, Rov Moshim, the Sulas Nisos. The Chosm Shom Toysis, the Rav Parak. Toysis there speaks out that the Kash is on Rav because according to Shmuel and the Kanami, ain't hokum amam nacha rov. Good. Ubalamor kosov shom, but the Balamor writes, the kasha nami l'shmuel, that the Gemara does mean to ask according to Shmuel, not just because of the rov, but from the mode of Shmuel, hecha de ika nami cheskos aguf, fahade ruba. Okay, there's a cheskos aguf that she's a basula also. That's just the cheshbet of the Balamor, right? But the Shmaitzer's point from the Balamor is that he learned that the Gemara's kasha is on Shmuel too. It's only the implication, the mashmos of the Gemara, that the Gemara is only asking on Rav. But you see from the Balamor that he held the Gemara's asking on Shmuel too. True, he doesn't say what Taisus would say, that the Gemara's asking on Shmuel because here it's a roiv ma'alia, so you should go busser. He says because you have a chazaka with the rove, but that's not what the Shmaitzer's point is. Shmaitzer's point is only that you see a Rishon learned that the Gemara's kasha is on Shmuel also. Ubavur medivri balamor in the far reish to the Shmuel nami kasha that the Gemara's asking according to Shmuel too. Imkain al karcha chad the omrusham meisve erishish and asarmala v'chulu. So that's over there in Ksubis. Now in the Gemara Bava Basra, it certainly sounds like it's a Kashan Rav, because the Gemara Bava Basra is talking about, you know, the Ksubis is just the place where the Gemara asks, why don't you say you go bust a road, right? So the Balamora says it's a Kashan Shmuel also. Going back to Bava Basra, where the Gemara asks it, so in Bava Basra, it really sounds like a kasha on Rav, because Bava Basra is the place where there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara brings this down and asks it as a kasha. It's certainly choosing sides, not just throwing out a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. So the Shmaitzer says, "Mavur midiri balamor the mafarish the Shmuel nami kasha that the Mishnah Ksubis is shver according to Shmuel too." And came out Karchachad the Amru Sham with the Gemara Bava Basra in the middle of the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel says Meisvei Elisha Shem Sarmala Damai Halachacha Rov Moshem the Mashman the Rav Hu the Porich Hainu Mishum the Rav Porich Shitas Tvei. The Gemara asks, the Gemara is not meaning to ask a kasha on Rav and prove that Shmuel's right. The Gemara is just asking a kasha on Rav. So it asks it on Rav, because certainly according to Rav it's shver. According to Shmuel it's a more sophisticated question. Either according to the Baal Amor or according to Tosfos even, it's a more sophisticated question. But it's true, it's shver even according to Shmuel. That's what you see from the Baal Amor. So Tosfos can say the same thing, that because it's a road Maalia, so it's shver and Shmuel as well. We pushed it to Milsa, but in truth, the Shmuel Nami Kasha. Him came the sheepless Tosfos to bear come with the Sanhedrin. The Shmuel Moid the Bishor Rubei Nicha Sugis Hashas Veshmer Veshon Asarmala the Parach Amai Halacha Charov Nosher Monon Yifalo Rov the Parach Nami the Shmuel. So it fits in beautifully. So either of the places it's very good. We don't have to say Terus Bishum the Moid the Bishor Rubei. Bishor Rubei meaning Rov Ma'alias, proper Rovs. Okay, Ella. What? Ella the Hosam Bishas Reish Perak Hamoicha Peros, a little further on over there in the sugya of the Machlagas Rav and Shmuel. Behold the Isra Sham Lema Katanoi. Gemara wants to say, Gemara suggests that the Machlagas Rav and Shmuel, I'm losing my voice. Why? I didn't say Shir in a long time. Machlagas Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes tanoi. What's that? Shor shoy roet. Okay, there's a lot of shvarim out the pasture. Benimtza shor horug betzido. Okay, we don't have any edim. Aval bishazem manugach. We see the dead shor, and we see it died because of a negicha. Is there hoya muad liga? Muad ligach. Or Zemanushach, we see it's dead because of a bite. Zem Muad Lisho.
Smoking gun.
Right. Mamish. Ain't Omen Biodua Zem Nodcho Zem Noshcho. You can't be Motzi Mormon with such a raya. Rabbi Acha Omer, Gomel Ha Ocher Ben Agamalim. Ocher means he's busy, Tashush Amita, with another Gomel. I don't know if you call it Tashush Amita. He's being roveya, another gomel. And they get very wild when they do that. They go like, mamish go wild. Gomel ha'ocher ben ha'gmalim. Benimsa gomel horub b'tzido. And there's a dead gomel next to it. We do say, v'yadua shazeh horgo. In other words, Rav Acha seems to argue, it's a different umdana than the Tanakamas, but the Gemara is assuming it's along the same lines, and he does follow umdana, and he says you can be motzi mamon with umdana. You can be motzi mamon with this umdana, right? So you could probably be motzi mamon with umdana that it's a shor hamuat. Rav Acha is a bigger chiddush, in other words. So Vruha, the Ruba, so this is all the Gemara Bava Basra. So Vrua, the Gemara held, or the Gemara says, that the B'nai Beis HaMedrash held, the Ruba B'chazaka ki adodininu. That if you follow this Chazaka, this Umdana, called the Chazaka Umdana, you follow it by moment, and you can be multi moment with, you can be multi moment with the Umdana. So you could be motzi mama with a robe also, with a ruba de lesser kamon. So vruah de ruba b'chazaka ki adodin ninu.
And a robe is stronger than a chazaka.
Right. So if Rav Acha follows chazaka, even though the word chazaka is a little funny here, it's a numdana. I don't know what chazaka. But if we follow chazaka, we follow robe too. And we're motzi mama. So that means Rav Acha would be like Rav. So Vrua the Ruba Bachazaka Kiyan Dodininu, they're the same. And therefore Lay Mor Rav the Amakravacha, Rav that holds off of the woman Akaro, like Ravacha. Shmuel the Omar Katana Kam. That ain't off of the woman Akaro. And you don't follow Chazaka either. Omar Rav, Gemara is doiche the tliyah. Amar lecha Rav Ana de'amar afilu k'tanakama. The Tanakama holds only by chazaka, as the Gemara calls it. You're not motzi mamon, but by rov you are motzi mamon. Not just what you said, ruba odin. Ruba is strong in the chazaka. I'm just not sure why you call it chazaka, but a component one says you do motzi mamon with ruba. Ushmul amar lecha the other way around. Anod the Amri, afilu the Ravacha, atkam amar Ravacha, el dazlina b'chazaka, the il gufei muchzuk, because it's a strong type of chazaka. He is muchzuk to kill. So if he's muchzuk to kill, so we follow that chazaka or umdana and we're motzi mamon. Avabasa rubalo azlina. Apparently, the Gemara held that a ruba, the lesser kamon, has a certain weakness. In other words, when does chazaka addressing this particular shore and saying this particular shore killed? So then, that's when you follow it and you mostly moment. But that's a lashon Gemara. I think. But if it's like a ruba, the lesser kamon, it's not associated with this.
Like it's one of them.
Yeah, or the koach of the rove is not centered in this animal. Most people buy Laradia. So you want to be motzi mamon with a ruba disa, the lesser kamon, so you can't. In some ways, the Gemara's answer is that in some ways the ruba, the lesser kamon is actually weaker than this case here of the chazaka. The chazaka, what's the lashon Gemara? The iu gufei muchzuk tells us this is the animal that killed. Avol bosa ruba lo yaslina. Sorry, that's the chat. One case, the Tanakama's case, is more. He became a Mu'ah through Aedis. The issue is now what happened. We didn't see the Hezek now. So why didn't the Gemara say Tosis Chilah? Would have been a very Gishmaki Chilah. Right, a more simple one. The Gemara could have said what Tosis' point is, that Shmuel only says it by a roll of Tali B'minik. Shmuel doesn't say it by a Chazaka Ma'aliyah or by a roll of Ma'aliyah for that matter. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara says, that can I come or Avacha Ella Chatochel. I'm explaining that I think it means that the chazaka is focused on this particular animal, but by the ruba the radio, it's not focused on this animal. It's like every ruba the lesser come on. It's like saying every ruba the lesser come on is more up in the air. I don't know. It's not so clear to Gemara. Gemara is just being docha that Rav can tell you. I can hold like Ravacha. Ravacha holds here, you have a strong umdana that this animal was the one. If I ruba the lesser come on, you have something weaker than that. That's in effect what the Gemara says.
How do you even have a robe in that case?
Which case?
In the case, okay, one of these.
No, you don't have a robe, you have chazaka. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ironically, in this case, the chazaka is stronger than the robe. Because that chazaka is the iu gufe muksakami, that's the lesson of the Lord. Some tight you come, it's focused on that animal. It tells us something that happens to that animal. Shanking the Ruba Laradya doesn't talk about that animal, it talks about what people do. But he says, why does the Gemara have to search the thing that could have simply said Taisus Chilin? It said that Ravacha is a chazaka ma'alya, and Shmuel always says it by a road that's not ma'alya, a road that's totally a minig. So, pointing to Tyson, the Gemara could have said something much simpler. Hadassah, Rabbah Magid, what? Oh, yeah, that's a
riot.
It's a riot against Tysus. Or else, why didn't the Gemara say Tysus Svara at a very crucial point, and it was a much simpler Svara to say? Hadassah, Rabbah Magid, Shazacharnu, the Svira Lehi, the Nogach Tura Didon, our shore, meaning of regular people, the Tura Didei of this foundling that was found in an ear Sharuba Yisrael. Bain Tzvich and the Shalim, well, you don't have to pay him, because Bain Ochum Om Nacha Rov. Really, Namin Din Ochum Chal Acha Rov, but Mama Nafi the Barov Malia. That's a shtickle shver. I mean, because not only is it a Rov Malia, but it happens to be a Ruba de Issa come on also. Because you're saying he's a Jew, because most people in the city are Jewish. So that would indicate at least that the Rabbah Magid holds that you don't go bust a Rove even by Ruba de Issa come on. So it's not just a question of being a Rove Ma'alia, but it's not even a Ruba de Issa come on. It's a Ruba de Issa come on. So the Rabbah Magid says something. The Shmaitza says it's only understandable if you hold Einoch HaMom and HaKarov even by Rov Malia. I'm saying, wait a second, not only is it a Rov Malia, there's not even a Ruben de Lesa come on, a Ruben Issa come on. He's talking about the kid that was found in the city. Yeah, it's called the park. The Mamish is called the park. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to learn Chavis Alavis if you stick around. 9 o'clock, we have now. I'll have 10 minutes, I'll rest up my voice. Wow. For what?
What?
Oh, man. You know, maybe I'm not only going to rest my voice, call my name in 10 minutes.